From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Guy Raz. Getting the kids out the door in the morning can be a challenge for any family, but Seattle schools think they have the solution. Enlist the help of favorite musicians and athletes. Charlotte Baer of member station KPLU reports on the city's new plan to improve school attendance.
Isaac Bennett lives just a few houses down from his high school in North Seattle, yet the 16-year-old junior didn't make it there very often last year.
I had like 167 absences for sophomore year, which wasn't good.
That's right. He ditched 167 times. One of his biggest struggles was first period world history. Seems getting up was tough because he'd stay up late to toss a virtual football around on the Xbox.
He drops the easy pick.
Come on. That's one thing about Madden. I get too much into it sometimes.
Try as they might, his parents were no match for the mock New England Patriots. They'd tell him to shut off the game at 9:30, again at 10 o'clock, then 10:30. They'd even try taking it away.
But they'll eventually fall asleep, and I would just, behind their back, just like still play video games when they're not awake.
His parents didn't have much more luck in the mornings. Once they went to work, no one was there to shoo him off to school, until now.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man, from Get School, talking to all you kids in Seattle, letting y'all know y'all need to get up out of the bed and go to school. Get to class on time.
Bennett says Wiz Khalifa can get him going because he's one of his favorite rappers.
Yeah, you know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do it big. Yeah,
Other celebrities, including America's Next Top Model host Tyra Banks and pro quarterback Tavares Jackson, have also recorded wake-up calls students can sign up for through the National Get Schooled Foundation. Seattle officials are pushing the calls, plus a variety of prizes and mentorship programs, to motivate truant kids to change their ways. Mayor Mike McGinn is leading the charge.
The statistics around attendance are very compelling. If somebody misses more than 10 days of school a year, I'm a very high predictor that they're not going to finish high school.
McGinn's office is spending nearly $50,000 to coordinate and implement the effort. Local businesses are donating the prizes, everything from VIP concert tickets to free gourmet ice cream for the whole school. McGinn says the model is similar to a fairly successful approach in New York.
It's a very clear statement that being in school matters. But it's also a message to the broader community that they have a role to play in getting engaged.
You know, if they get a job, there's not going to be somebody calling them saying, "Hi, it's Michael Jordan, and it's time for you to wake up."
Peter Colino teaches math at Ingram High School, where Isaac Bennett skipped all those classes.
Because if they don't go to work, they're simply not going to have their job. And this is what happens if you don't come to school, you don't graduate.
Besides, he says flashy prizes and celebrity robocalls won't fix family issues or other problems that keep a lot of students from making it to school. Still, high school junior Isaac Bennett says for him, these incentives can be the extra little push he needs.
Just, I guess, to keep myself motivated, like, oh, I'm getting prizes and I'm doing a good job in school, you know. Ding, like, I'm coming to school every day.
While he hasn't quite done that, his attendance has dramatically improved. Adults behind the effort say getting kids to school more is the whole point, and it doesn't matter if it takes pizza, sports stars, or musicians to do it. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Baer in Seattle.